Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Millions of people suffer from depression, but as Andreas Wilkie, an assistant professor of psychology at Clarkson University, explains, research shows that depression can have beneficial side effects.
For decades, psychologists have debated whether depression, the world's most frequently diagnosed mental disorder, has positive side effects. For instance, possibly promoting analytical reasoning and persistence. Research that my colleagues and I recently published in the Journal of Abnormal Psychology provides the first evidence that clinical depression may carry some unexpected benefits. In our study, we found that depressed individuals perform better than their non-depressed peers in sequential decision tasks. Participants were either healthy, clinically depressed, or recovering from depression. They all played a computer game in which they could earn money by hiring an applicant in a simulated job search. The game assigned each applicant a monetary value and presented applicants one at a time in random order, and they were not available once rejected. Experiment participants faced the challenge of determining when to halt search and select the current applicant. This is a problem that translates not only to job searches and hiring, but also to house hunting and dating. When do you stop searching and make the best choice based on what you've seen so far? If you stop too soon or look too long, you may have missed the best option. The task has a known optimal strategy. As it turned out, depressed patients approximated this optimal strategy more closely than non-depressed participants. So while others searched to relatively few candidates before selecting an applicant, depressed participants searched more thoroughly and made choices that resulted in higher payoffs. Ultimately, this discovery will also contribute to another kind of search. Fully understanding the consequences of depression may help uncover the mental disorder's evolutionary roots and thus open avenues for treatment.
That was Clarkson University's Andreas Wilkie. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Don't let yourself go. Just